My name is Nathan McLean, and this is my poem, The World is Full. I saw the wolf outside the window, in the backyard, near the park bench, nearly stripped of all its paint. Or I thought it was a wolf I saw, in so much as I even called, wolf, wolf, through every room of the farmhouse, it was quite the spectacle. False alarm, one might say, as if explanation were a kind of comfort. I was not comforted. My panic startled me, the way one can be startled by something he's read in a book he's forgotten he owns, that he can't in the slightest remember buying while thumbing over the other spines, all those titles huddled together there on the shelves. Out of nowhere, we say, in these cases. Where did this come from? How had I missed this? The wolf seemed to come out of nowhere. Or maybe from a book I remember read to me as a child. Some cautionary tale. A window capable of being looked in, seen through, if you were brave. It was not a wolf outside the window. It was a coyote, but with a wolf's bulk, its metallic flash of fur, its appetite. I admit, I was afraid. Not for myself, but for the chickens. I looked out the window because the chickens clucked so madly, like children at a school running amok. The hens flapped at the glass, the chicks instinctively slipped out of sight into the taller, wet grass. No, it was not a wolf. Of course, I knew the difference. I had been a boy, been small enough to be clenched in a wolf's jaw, though I never was. I was safe. I wanted to save them, but the commercial in the background insisted the window for savings was closing fast, then faded to black, as they do when they're done. The wolf scattered them, the way feathers can be scattered, torn from the body. Or the way children are drilled, even in grade school, to scatter. Shh. We prepared for this now. I called wolf. I clapped at the glass, which I've been told makes a difference, and I wanted things to be different. To the chickens, it must have looked as if I took delight in their predicament, and who would tell them otherwise? The world is full of suffering, it's true. Why not delight in that it's yours, not mine, for once? The coyote slunk away, or the wolf did, something dead, I thought, between its teeth. I was afraid, though I went out to look for what was missing, what was lost to the woods. 10 chickens, 2 chicks. I counted them, like I tally all loss, scattered the way one might scatter bird seed in the yard, or how one might scatter a child's ashes to the ocean's indifference. I had been a boy, lost among the woods as in some fable. Or maybe not lost, just the shade of tree bark. Not a wolf, though to the chickens the distinction hardly matters. Here, chicky chicky. No one had bothered to name them. To name them, we believed, would make them harder to kill and eat, but how wrong we were. I believed I could save them, or that saving them meant I loved them, that my love was good for something.